For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A drone dropped a package of drugs into a prison yard while inmates were outside, sparking a fight. It contained almost a quarter of an ounce of heroin, over 2 ounces of marijuana, and more than 5 ounces of tobacco. Smith said there had been instances of drones breaching security, and the agency is taking steps to increase awareness and improve drone detection. Video footage showed the drone over recreation yards immediately before a fight began. An investigation determined the drone dropped a package intended for an inmate on the north recreation yard, and it was then thrown over a fence to the south recreation yard. Last year, the Mansfield Post of the Ohio Highway Patrol increased efforts to watch and catch criminals who throw contraband over prison fences. Pitcher, Oklahoma. It's a ghost town and former city in Ottawa County, Oklahoma. Formerly a major national center of lead and zinc mining at the heart of the tri-state mining district. Over a century of unrestricted subsurface excavation dangerously undermined most of Pitcher's town buildings and left giant piles of toxic metal-contaminated mine tailings heaped throughout the area. The discovery of the cave-in risks, groundwater contamination, and health effects associated with the chat piles and subsurface shafts, particularly an alarming 1996 study which showed lead poisoning in 34% of the children in Pitcher. This eventually prompted a mandatory evacuation and buyout of the entire township by the state of Oklahoma and the incorporation of the town, along with the similarly contaminated satellite towns of Treese and Cardin. An F4 tornado, which destroyed or damaged 150 homes in May 2008, accelerated the exodus. The town ceased official operations on September 1st, 2009.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Schulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made 2 movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
A new comet is currently making its inaugural trip to the inner solar system from the Oort cloud, where it likely originated. New images show a tremendous amount of dust streaming away from it, along with strange blobs that have attracted the attention of astronomers. The comet, in addition to being unusually dusty, appears to be jettisoning weird clumps. Their explanation is that since the clumps are moving directly away from the sun, it appears they are being driven by the solar wind. The fact that the clumps do not change in size as they blow away suggests they are being held together by a magnetic field of the solar wind. This means they are likely charged particles or ionized gas, which are sensitive to magnetic fields. Likely candidates are ionized potassium and sodium that have been roasted out of the rocks on the comet as it passes close to the sun. Another possibility is the clumps are dust in the process of exploding. If true, this could explain why comet tails have lines that make them appear as if they're combed. Surgeons in Manchester have performed the first bionic eye implant in a patient with the most common cause of sight loss in the developed world. Ray Flynn, age 80, has dry-aged-related macular degeneration, which has led to the total loss of his central vision. He is using a retinal implant, which converts video images from a miniature video camera worn on his glasses. He can now make out the direction of white lines on a computer screen using the retinal implant. Mr. Flynn said he was delighted with the implant and hoped in time it would improve his vision sufficiently to help him with day-to-day tasks like gardening and shopping. The images from his glasses are converted into electrical pulses and transmitted wirelessly to an array of electrodes attached to the retina. The electrodes stimulate the retina's remaining cells, which send the information to the brain. In a test 2 weeks after surgery, Mr. Flynn was able to detect the pattern of horizontal, vertical, and diagonal lines on a computer screen using the implant, with his eyelids closed. Macular degeneration can be a devastating condition, and many people are now affected as we live longer. These are early trials, but in time, this research may lead to a really useful device for people who lose their central vision. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.